Welcome to Ask the Experts, where each week we talk to people in the industry to get the inside word on what's happening right now, what that means for the tactics you should use to make the most of your money. Now, we talk a lot about buying property here, and fair enough, but obviously there's a whole bunch of us who rent, and housing is a massive part of our budgets. Big impact on everything else that we're able to do with our money once we get that bit sorted. So, this week I've partnered up with realestate.co.nz, kindly lent us their expert, Vanessa Williams, and we're talking about what you can do if you're a renter to try to be the smartest renter in the room. Making Sense is partnered with realestate.co.nz to get you the info you need in today's market. Property hunting can be a bit of an emotional roller coaster with its fair share of stress. That's where realestate.co.nz comes in. They've been helping Kiwis buy, sell, and rent since 1996, and their app is designed to make it easier and faster. What sets them apart? Flexibility. Realestate.co.nz gives you so many ways to search and so much information to help you make decisions. realestate.co.nz. Download the app today. Before we get into it, Making Sense is stoked to be supported by KiwiBank. We've teamed up to bring you insight directly from their people, the experts who live and breathe this stuff every day. It's not the outdated stuff that worked 5 years ago. It's what's happening right now in the industry to help you make the most of your money. This is making Kiwi better off. This is Kiwi.
Vanessa, what's it looking like in the rental market at the moment? Are there many places around, and sort of how's it running? I'm thinking here both price, very important, but also availability, right? One impacts the other.
It absolutely does. And look, hey, thank you so much for having me back here today. It is wonderful to talk to our lovely renters out there, because most people start their property journey renting. And, yeah, you know, a lot of people have aspirations to buy their own home one day, which is awesome. I love that for us Kiwis. And also people who are looking to invest in property want to know what's happening with rental. So here we are today, and I love that we're chatting about it. Now, the rental market at the moment has been a very interesting one since about the middle of 2024. And the reason for that is we had a big influx of properties coming onto the market, rental properties that is, for three reasons. The first reason was that the bright line test, which means basically when an investor can sell their property without having tax implications, that dropped from 10 years down to 2 years. So there was a lot of investors out there who went, oh, this is perfect. What I'll do is I'll get my rental property, I'll take it off the rental market, get it ready, and I might sell it. And what they had failed to realize is that we were actually in a backwards market. So they weren't going to realize too much capital gain from their rental property. And so they went, right, that was all good and well. I took it off the rental market. I've done it up now. I'm not going to get what I want for it sales, so I'll put it back on the rental market. So that sort of helped the supply. The second one is because of all the cost of living crisis that we had last year, a lot of people weren't actually using Airbnbs. Yeah. And so we had a bunch of Airbnb listings come from what we call a short-term rental into the long-term rental market. And also, the third reason, and because of that wonderful cost of living crisis, we had a whole bunch of 18 to 25 year olds who actually didn't leave home. They actually stayed with their parents. So we had a bit of supply was increased because of those first two reasons, and the demand actually softened. And so fast forward now to the sort of first quarter of 2024, and we are still seeing a very healthy supply of the number of rental properties that are available. So just this month, so I just recently looked at the March numbers and compared them to March the previous year. And interestingly, a 44% increase in the number of rental properties available.
Wow.
I know. I did that face too, Francis. Like, 44?
That is even heaps.
You're right.
And is that the technical term? Heaps.
Heaps. Yes, I like that. I think that's the very professional way to say a lot. Yes.
I did know I had heard that there was more, but I didn't realize it was quite that much. That's really substantial.
That is a huge amount and great news for our lovely renters out there because, again, it gives them some choice. So I actually did say to the data team, hold up, team, can we just check that number?
Double check.
I don't want to be saying this out loud and then people are like, oh, well, time out. We counted some extras a few many times. No, they didn't. We've got a fabulous data team here at realestate.co.nz. And yeah, 44%. So if you are a renter, that is fantastic for you because renters can sometimes feel like they're quite trapped. It's like I am succumbed to somebody else's house, somebody else's rental price. And, you know, it can feel like, you know, I want to move, but I kind of can't because I know there's lines out the door and all the rest of it. So now actually is a really good time for you to sort of think about, actually, is this the right property for me? There's plenty available on the market. And actually, we have seen a slight softening in the average rent nationally. So it's actually dropped back. So it's 12 months down the track, 12 months, it's dropped by a mere sort of 2%. So not a big drop. But what that does tell me is it is softening, which does mean more money in your back pocket if you are renting, and especially if you're going to look at moving anytime sort of soon.
Okay, well, great news for the renters out there. So if someone is thinking, I'm looking for a rental, I want to find a better place for whatever reason, I'm going to move. What's the beginning of that process? How do you lay some groundwork to find a good one?
That's awesome. What I would suggest you thinking about is what's not working for you right now.
Yeah.
So why do you want to move? What is the driver behind that? Is it because the price keeps going up and actually you're like, this isn't sustainable for my finances or my budget? Is it because, you know what, the commute to work is just too long and I want to find somewhere shorter and sharper? Is it, hey, the gardens, there's just too many gardens. I don't want to spend my weekends mowing gardens or, mowing lawns or doing gardens. So that will actually start to help you craft what is it that you're actually looking to move in for. And the best part about renting, and I just will remind everybody that about 30% of New Zealanders rent.
Wow.
So about one in three people rent their property. It's about 66% of people own their own home. But look, what I would say is the beauty of renting is that you're not a tree, you're not stuck. You can get up and move depending on how long that rental contract is that you've got. But, you know, I'd say let's have a think about what is it that's not working for you right now? What is it that you want to sort of shift or change? And then start to narrow that list down to help you with when you're searching. Because as an example, if it is, well, actually, Auckland's full of volcanoes. You might be like, do you know what? We always live on one side of this volcano and it's always damp and dark. It's not that I actually don't want to live in this particular suburb. I just want to live on the other side of the volcano because I'm sick of it being dark for, you know, a considerable portion of the year. So what I'd recommend is think about what it is that's not working for you. And then using that as, I'll put that as the top of your non-negotiable list, then start to craft your search in and around that. And the beauty of it at the moment with a lot more properties on the market is you'll probably be able to find a few more that might tick those boxes.
Do you know what's so funny? Really triggered a memory there that this one makes me giggle all the time. Me and my husband reference this all the time. This is from when we were renting in Wellington and similar thing, right? Love Wellington, but hills everywhere, famously. And so we went to look at this little place that was in a valley. And the agent who was letting it, because I looked at it and I said, oh, you know, is it a bit dark sometimes? Because I am wondering a bit about that. And the agent said, oh, well, you don't see really any sun sort of 3 months either side of the shortest day of the year, but that's it. And I was like, oh, yeah, what? And I kind of had to replay what she just said. I'm like, you mean half of the year? There's no sun. That was really cleverly phrased, though. Well done. I love the way she went like, good on you, babe. You're doing your job really well. But also, like, rewind, pause, what?
Yes, that's such a smart way to say it. 3 months either side, you know, not 6 months, they're 3 months either side.
So funny. I love someone who gives it a crack. We did not get that house. Not for me.
No, thank you.
there are more rules, right, around things like the healthy home standards now. And I think a lot of that was really well overdue. I personally think a good 90% of those rules were really needed. So what do you think when people are looking at these rentals and now trying to figure out what's a good quality place, what's going to give me a good quality life, what should people be looking out for?
Yeah. So something for you to look out for is there is a difference between properties that are managed by a professional property manager. So the likes of Harcourts or Ray White or Barfoot and Thompson. So they will check the house for you. So yeah. They won't actually market anything that isn't healthy home standards because it is the law. And they're actually governed by the act that says if you're going to market a rental property, you need to make sure that you have got your landlord to get that house up to spec, which is actually awesome. I agree with you. I think the healthy home standard was well overdue, especially with a lot of our older properties here in New Zealand that have got no insulation, nothing under the floors, freezing, cold, damp, you know. So I'd really love that that has come in. And so if you are absolutely going, you know what, I'm not going to negotiate on healthy home standards. You might, you know, that just, and I would hope that most of the houses in New Zealand are there now, but
yeah,
the people who are governed by that are property managers. So you, if you're walking into a property that's marketed by a real estate agency, you can have confidence that that has been healthy homed checked. If it's managed by a private landlord, they legally do have to do it. But then it's just a little bit, shall we say, just a little looser. You know, they may or may not do it. And they may sort of say, look, you know, I'll drop the rent if this or that or all the rest of it. Now, I really hope that people don't do that, but just that's the reality of the situation that you are working in. So just be kind of mindful when you are searching for your property, who's marketing it? And, you know, you are very, very welcome to ask that question within the viewing as well. You know, hey, does this reach healthy home standards? And look, at any time as well, I'd say you can go and do your own research. There's this amazing calculator online that sort of will go, how many windows are in your lounge or the lounge of the property that you're looking to rent? Does it have curtains? Does it have a heater? And you can actually take that checklist yourself. So if it's not marketed by a real estate agent, you can inform yourself too. It's actually really easily found on the internet. And you just go, right, I'm going to actually look through this. And I might just ask a few questions in the viewing or, you know, you'd be able to say, hey, excuse me, where is the heating source for this property? And so it allows you to understand the questions that you need to be asking, but also it gives you a little bit more confidence if you're not necessarily willing to negotiate or you don't really want to do that kind of research yourself. You might look down the route of a property managed property so that you know that you've kind of, someone else has done that check for you.
Absolutely. And I think what you mentioned there about the landlord, it's so important. The landlord themselves does make a huge difference in terms of how it's going to be once you're actually living there.
Find the perfect property faster with realestate.co.nz, the home of property. realestate.co.nz allows you to search the way you want, based on your budget, the location, the type of house. You can even draw on the map to find properties in a specific area. You can filter by price range, number of bedrooms, even keywords like brick and tile. If you're keen to avoid buying at auction, you select to view houses with the price displayed. That's super helpful, especially if you're using your KiwiSaver. When you've narrowed down your search, realestate.co.nz will alert you when a new property that matches it hits the market. Download the realestate.co.nz app to find your perfect property faster. Life is full of ups and downs, so no matter what your everyday looks like, KiwiBank has the products and services to help you manage your money your way. To find out more, head to kiwibank.co.nz. This is making Kiwi better off. This is KiwiBank.
Do you think there are sort of red flags, green flags, when you're talking to the person at the viewing, whether it's an agent or the landlord themselves, what should you be looking for in terms of giving you an idea of what that future relationship will be like?
Yeah, that's an awesome question, because what I do believe is with a property manager, I say typically, but they don't usually stay in our industry very long if they're not very good or don't really do their job, because there is, you know, landlords will feed straight back to the, say, agency they work for and say, look, this person's not looking after my property. And again, this is a really big asset, right?
Yeah.
So landlords are invested, and if they are hiring someone to look after it for them, they're going to be very vocal if someone is not doing a particularly good job. So I would say bad property managers, in inverted commas, bad property managers, they don't usually last very long in our industry because the industry is just too small. And look, people are not willing to put up with it when A, they're a tenant, or B, that they are an investor. So that can give you a little bit of confidence. If it is a private landlord and you're like, right, I want to understand a bit more about what this relationship will be like with this person, communication is really key. Are they answering back to your text messages? Even if it's something like, hi, Vanessa, sorry, I don't have the time this today, but I can do it tomorrow or the next day. You know, like just even, and then, look, Vanessa, I'm sorry, something else has come up. I can't make it today, but I'm super happy to meet with you on Friday morning. Or, you know, just think about the communication that you're happening, because again, the beauty of being a renter is that if your oven breaks or the hot water cylinder packs in, you don't have to fix it. That's not on you. You know, you've got this landlord or you've got this property management agency who would be able to help you with that. So what you want to make sure is that you don't want to text your landlord and then because you've got no hot water, and then 3 days later you're still trying to get hold of them, you know? So communication is quite a key. You know, again, just check out their vibe, you know, maybe have a chat to them. Hey, look, you know, is this one of many properties you've got? Just get to know them a bit.
Yeah.
If they're willing to have a chat with you and be friendly, you know, that's also something that I think is really, you know, you kind of get a bit of a vibe. Is someone just ignoring me, or are they talking down to me, or are they, you know, just ignoring the questions that I'm asking? Because again, if you're asking questions and you're involved in the process and they're involved back, you're probably going to work well together.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I think renters have a misconception that they are not a well-needed, like the reality of it is you are going to live in somebody else's house.
Yeah.
It's in their best interest to get to know you as well. And so someone who's, it works both ways, right? Yes, you're getting interviewed to live in this house, but at the same time, you want to gel with that person, because if you really enjoy that person, you respect them, they respect you, you're going to work well together. And investors do want people to look after their assets. So, you know, again, go back to that kind of a bit of a vibe check, communication, sort of how are you feeling about the way in which they're talking with you, speaking with you, replying to you, and, you know, and just sort of don't be afraid to ask questions and be involved. And if they are involved back, I think you'll have quite a good relationship.
Yeah, trust your gut on that vibe check. It's funny to say vibe check, but that's why you're going in person, because the vibe check, it sounds wishy-washy, but it's actually, you know, humans have evolved over thousands of years to pick up on little things that we can't always put our finger on what we're picking up on. But trust your gut on it, because whatever you're picking up on, usually you will then later on get evidence of, that's what I was noticing. The vibe check is super important. That's why we do things in person. And renting is this funny combination, right, of life and also money. Because when you're renting, it's your home. You are living there. It's really important to you. It's also someone else's investment, and probably a very expensive investment at that. And so you've both got a lot of skin in the game, but from very different angles, and it can all go a lot better if you get along. I mean, as a renter, I think you're right. A lot of renters feel really disempowered, and I understand why. I remember feeling that way myself when I was a renter as well. What can you do you think, from that position to try and influence the relationship so that you're a good renter, landlord is happy, hopefully everything goes really well, and it's just a better situation for everyone?
I think being really upfront with, you know, with whoever you are, but just be yourself and think about that. It's kind of almost like you're sort of selling yourself, but without that kind of, you know, weird sales part about it as well. It's sort of like, you know, you'd really want to think about it as like you were selling yourself for a job, or you're selling yourself, like think about how your CV might be when you're looking for a job. You want to be authentic to you. You want to sell your skills, what you're really into. It's really no different when you're looking for a rental property either. If it is that you're like, you know, you're really looking for a house that's going to, you know, encompass your four cats as an example. If you're a real cat person, there's no sense in trying to hide that. And there's no sense in trying to make it, you know, being not dishonest is probably a strong word, but you know, if you're trying to be like, oh, I'm just going to pretend it's just me here, you're better to go and find a landlord who loves cats too and who wants to help you and house those cats, especially now that there's quite a few more properties on the market. And the legislation has changed as well around pets being about, you know, being able to be lived in and rental properties.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, think about who you are and what it is that's important to you, and don't be afraid to share that. Don't be afraid to be your true, authentic self. And again, I know that kind of sounds a bit wishy-washy, but the reality of it is, again, kind of back to that, if you can see this as your home and you look after it, you are doing that landlord a huge favor by looking after their investment, looking after their property, and, you know, and all hope, you were hoping that you're both there for a really long time. They don't want to keep changing their tenant, and you don't want to keep changing your house. So how is it, if you can be as authentic and true as you can from day one around what's important to you, what you're really going to utilize this house for, how you're going to be as a tenant, that's then going to mean that you're going to find some landlords, and you will find them because there are people out there who love dogs or love cats or whatever it might be, love rock bands, you know. But it's, you know, just be honest and open with yourself as well, so that then the relationship between you both is really strong, and the chance of you being able to make that house more of your home because it works for you and the landlord, and vice versa, they're really stoked because they've got a great tenant who looks after their asset and their property and makes it their own. It really works both ways. And I think sometimes as renters, we can sometimes forget that, and we almost try and go, yeah, well, maybe I just won't mention that, or maybe I just won't do that. And then actually you find it kind of trips you up in the end because, well, they find out, or it's like actually they're more mad because they didn't know, or vice versa. You just feel like you're constantly not being truthful about it, or you're trying to hide the cat when they come around for an exception.
You're on pins and needles waiting to be caught. Yeah. What a horrible way to live.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think be true and open and honest with yourself, and yeah, and be okay to know that there will be the landlord out there that works for you.
Yeah, it's funny. I've when I was still a renter, I went through a couple of really tight rental markets, really tight cycles. And we had a cat at that point, which, you know, just the one cat, and it wasn't like a big dog or four cats or whatever. But you know, one cat, it can be enough sometimes if you're going up against someone with no pets. It was tricky. And what I did was I wrote up a little bio about us and our cat, saying, you know, this is our lovely cat Libby. She doesn't move all day. She just sits in one spot and sleeps. She never damages the carpet, blah, blah, blah. We've got these references from previous landlords, and this is us, and these are our jobs, and we've had them for a really long time. We're very stable people. And just did like a little bio page about us that I would hand in along with the rental application. And we actually ended up getting offered quite a few rentals after, you know, we did like a spree of viewings one weekend, and we got offered, I think, three after that weekend. And I'm sure it was the bio that put us over the edge, and it really worked well. And I think it's exactly that point of be upfront about who you are. I mean, obviously lead with your strengths, but be upfront about who you are, give them information. It was just this little one page bio. It really worked for us. So if someone's ever feeling that need, just lead with the info, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's such a great idea, is that, you know, like it's almost, as we were saying before, a little mini CV, like do a mini CV for you, for your family, for your pets. And look at, and I'll also say, look, if writing is not your strong point, because writing is not everybody's strong point, utilize something like ChatGPT to write your, help you write your emails, or help you write a bio about yourself, or, you know, because I think prior to this, people could get easily judged on their ability to communicate via email. You know, and it might not be that writing is your top skill, and that's okay, but make sure you utilize the tools out there that can help you. Like, you know, you put your blurbs in, put your dot points in, and then go, help me write an email to a landlord for this, you know, particular advert on realestate.co.nz, and it will help you craft a bit of a story about yourself to match the property as well. So utilize the tools that are out there.
That's a brilliant idea. I love that. That's a good use of AI. I think that's great. Thank you so much. That's Vanessa Williams from realestate.co.nz giving us the inside word on being a smarter renter. Now, if you have more questions on this or anything else to do with money, do send them through. We can always answer them for you in a future episode. So you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Frances Cook NZ. Also, heaps more money content on there for you. But most of all, don't forget to subscribe to Making Sense so that you never miss a trick with your money. Until next time, have a great day.
Just a note before you go. This podcast can only give you general information about how things work in most cases. It's not individual financial advice. We're all different, so some of this might not apply to your specific situation. Take what works for you, ignore the rest. If you're after individual financial advice, a financial advisor is always the best bet.